This is JIS News coming up. Finance Minister says no wide-scale redundancies or job separations for public sector workers. Transport Ministry urges passengers to desist from hanging from vehicles and John Common Road in St. James to be upgraded. The details after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week, February 7 to 13. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is again moving to reassure public sector workers that the government does not intend to pursue wide-scale job cuts as part of efforts to reduce the public sector wage bill. Dr. Phillips says the government remains committed to a program of attrition by retirement and voluntary separation to achieve the desired wage bill targets.
We have abolished a number of posts. Some 2,564 posts have been abolished, and there are plans to abolish further posts when vacant. We are allowing attrition to lower the size of the civil service overall where necessary. And we are also signed with the trade unions agreements which provide for the development of voluntary redundancy retirement arrangements.
The finance minister was speaking in the House of Representatives recently. He adds that the government will actively consult with the trade union groups before implementing voluntary separation agreements or any other public sector modernization programs. The transport ministry is appealing to drivers of vehicles in political convoys to ensure passengers have their limbs inside vehicles during the election season. Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Transport Ministry, Canute Hare, says the practice of hanging from doors and windows of moving vehicles is life-threatening.
They are on top of buses and they're hanging out of buses. So I am appealing to every driver out there, ensure that the limbs of all your passengers are inside the vehicle.
Mr. Hare says the Road Safety Unit has been in discussions with persons in various communities across the island with a view to making them road safety ambassadors. In the meantime, the Transport Ministry is urging road users to replace protective gears, such as motorcycle helmets, once they have been involved in any accident. Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Transport Ministry, Canute Hare, says once a seatbelt or a helmet is damaged, it loses its usefulness.
Once that helmet has been used in a crash, you need to change it immediately because those collision forces have been used up. The helmet not work the second time. The same thing for the seatbelt. You need to change that seatbelt immediately. It might not work the second time. Now, gentle people, speeds above 80 kilometers per hour, you're involved in a crash. Seatbelt can't help you because the collision forces that will be coming upon your body are so high that it begins to break the bones, the liver, the kidney, and the spleen.
Mr. Hare says 90% of accidents are caused by human error resulting from speeding or reckless driving. He's also urging road users to be more careful on the road network. And a section of the John Common Road near the farming community of Stonehenge in St. James will be replaced at a cost of $6.5 million. The project is being carried out under the National Farm Road Rehabilitation Program. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer made the announcement at the contract signing ceremony between the Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings Limited and the Ministry on Friday, informing that the work will get underway this week.
The community will benefit from the upgrading of the John Common Road. We have just signed the contract that will see this section of road being repaired, and work is expected to be completed in 4 weeks.
Mr. Kellyer says sections of the roadway have proved challenging for road users, and repairing the roadway should improve the lives of the entire community, in particular farmers who need to move their produce to market. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.